2 of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Well, Gus paid me back first thing next day. And he had a whole lot more than $5 in his pocket, too. Plenty of silver and roll of bills. I guess his luck had changed, all right. He was all fixed up to go hunting when I saw him, wearing some new breeches and a flannel shirt, carrying a couple of first-class rifles under his arm. I went about my business, picked up some parts for the pump on the Eagle J where I was working, and headed back to the ranch. It was almost a week later before I came into town again, new harness for the mules this time. I was kind of surprised to see Gus playing poker in the hotel lobby when I registered. I figured he'd probably moved on by now. He waved to me and went on with the game, and it looked like to me he was still winning. Well, I went upstairs to my room and started to clean up for supper. Come in. Oh.
Howdy, Mr. Ponson.
Well, how are you? Well, what can I do for you, Ted?
I stopped by the hotel to see Mr. Parker, but he's busy. He said you were back in town, so... Well, I'd like to talk to you, Mr. Ponson.
Sure, go ahead.
You're a friend of Mr. Parker's, ain't you?
Well, more or less, I reckon.
Well, I think he's getting ready to leave Clover Fork, Mr. Ponson.
Oh?
He told me he never stays in one place very long. Not more than a few days, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with him, Mr. Ponson. When he leaves, I'm going along. Oh, he don't know it yet, but I've made up my mind. I ain't never had so much fun in my whole life as I have since he's come to town. We've been hunting and fishing, and he even let me play hooky from school day before yesterday so we could hire some horses and take us a ride out in the country. Only don't you tell Aunt Amy.
All right, okay.
He must like me, don't you think?
Well, it sure looks like it, doesn't it?
He says he ain't got no family of his own. Well, I bet he gets lonesome. I bet he'd like having somebody with him.
Well...
He's just got to take me along. If he don't, I'll go anyway. I'll run away and I'll follow him. And I'll find him, too.
Now, just hold on.
Oh, it ain't that I don't appreciate what Aunt Amy's done for me, but I'm grown up now. I don't need a woman fussing and making me behave. I want to be like Mr. Parker. I want to move around and see lots of places the way he does. And I'll learn to be a gambler. I've watched him. I already know how to play poker. Some.
Oh? Uh-huh. Well, most anybody can learn how to play it is learning how to win. That's a mite more difficult.
Well, he never loses, Mr. Ponson. There ain't nobody who can beat George Parker.
Is that so?
He's just about the finest man I ever met. Maybe not as fine as my pa was, but he is a friend of my pa, so pa must have thought good of him, too.
Uh-huh.
I've been able to ask him about letting me go with him. I'm scared he'll turn me down. Of course, it wouldn't make no difference if he did. Like I said, I'll go anyhow. Well, would you ask him for me? I mean, would you tell him what I've decided?
Well, don't you think maybe you ought to talk this thing over with your Aunt Amy?
Oh, first? That'd be just a waste of time. I know what she'd say, but it wouldn't make no difference.
All right, Ted. I'll ask Mr. Parker. I mean, I'll tell him what you decided.
I'll be doggone. So he wants to go off with me, huh? Well, I guess that proves something. Ted's my son, all right, and I guess maybe somewhere down deep inside, he knows it.
Maybe so, Gus, maybe so.
I don't know why I never thought of it myself. Well, ain't no reason why I shouldn't take him.
I sure don't know of any.
Why not? When I was his age, I'd already left home. He'd just be following in my footsteps. Except in this way, I'd be around to look after him.
Yeah, and he's a pretty big boy. He must have had some schooling by now, probably enough. More than likely.
I don't know about that.
Well, of course, it won't make much difference, Gus, as long as he's going to be a gambler.
What?
Oh, yes. That's what he's set his mind to being, a gambler.
Well, he ain't going to be no gambler, Britt. You think I want Ted to have the kind of life I've had? You think I'm proud of myself? Man wants his son to do better than he's done. Any man wants that.
Of course he does.
I could settle down, get a job again, make a real home for him. And then later on, I could let him know who I really am. That I'm his pa. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's just what I'll do.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
What's the use of trying to fool myself? I couldn't work steady or stay put. I couldn't do it for his ma. I couldn't do it for Ted. I'd be moving on inside of 6 weeks. Well, I guess it's up to me to lay down the law to him.
You know, he's a real determined youngster, Gus. He told me he'd run away and follow after you no matter what, and I believe him.
Oh, he'd come back to Amy soon enough.
You know, you didn't come back when you were his age and you ran away, did you?
Well, he ain't me. And he ain't going to make the same mistakes I did.
Well, maybe a good talking do will set him straight. But right now, you're his idol, Gus. Finest fellow that ever lived. Next to Dad, of course.
He said that?
That's what he said.
Britt, I can't be nobody's idol. And I don't want nobody following my example. Least of all my own boy. I'm getting out of town tonight. Right now.
You know, kids have pretty good memories, Gus. Some things they never forget. And some people, too. Even after you're gone, he'll still want to be like you.
No. No, he won't. Not if I... Hey, look, it's still early yet. I'll have time for a couple of hands of poker before I go. You don't play, do you, Britt?
No, not very much. Sometimes I kind of enjoy watching. There was a seat open when we got downstairs, and Gus moved right in. Boys sure were anxious to have him play, especially Bart Finch. Seems he'd lost quite a bit during the last week, and he wanted a chance of getting some of it back. I stood by Gus's chair watching the play. He was just about holding his own the first few minutes. Then along about the fifth or sixth hand, I noticed he sort of tensed up. That wasn't like him, not from what I'd seen of his poker plan. Gus was the dealer, and Bart opened the pot. They raised each other a couple of times, and the other players dropped out. Then it came to a draw. Bart tossed in two cards, and one of them kind of hit on edge and almost flopped over. I couldn't see what it was, though, not from where I was standing. Gus dealt Bart two fresh cards and drew two himself. And then everybody seemed to get kind of quiet. Bart made a $10 bet, and Gus raised him to $25. Bart came right back with another raise, and Gus upped it again. And, oh, that pot got to be about, $300, I think. Well, finally Bart called.
All right, Parker, what do you got?
Well, let's see. Looks to me like about two pair.
Huh. Well, that just don't happen to beat a full house.
Well, it might. It might.
Hmm?
You see, Finch, I got two pair of jacks.
What?
There you are. Four jacks.
Keep away from them chips, Parker.
Well, what's the matter?
You're not cheating me out of this hand.
You're talking crazy, Finch.
Oh, listen to me, boys. I threw in two discards. One of them was a jack. There's only four jacks in the deck.
Oh, he's all mixed up. That must have been the last hand.
Well, there are the discards. There's supposed to be four of them. Two from me, two from him. There, now, what did I tell you, boys? Only three. He dealt him so my jack. That's how he's been winning all week, too. That's how he got our money. Well, you ain't going to cheat anybody else, Parker.
Hold on. I'll take it easy, Finch.
You stay out of this, Ponset.
You put that gun away. I mean it, Bart.
You ain't going to stand up for a crooked gambler, Britt. Now I'm fixing it so he won't ever... Ow!
Now, rest of you, sit tight. If there's going to be any more gunplay around here, somebody's going to get hurt. Except for you, Parker. You better get out of town and fast. And you better think twice before you come back, too.
Don't worry, Ponset. I won't be coming back.
Mr. Ponset! Mr. Ponset!
Hmm? Oh, hello, Tad.
I've been looking all over for you. It ain't true, is it? What they say about Mr. Parker? He didn't cheat at poker. He couldn't have.
Well, I'm afraid that's how it looked.
I don't believe it. I won't. He isn't that kind of man. He just isn't.
Well...
They even say that you told him to leave Clover Fork and not to come back.
That's right.
Honest, Mr. Francis?
That's what I told him, Ted.
You mean it really happened, what I heard?
It happened all right.
It's true. To think I wanted to go with him. I wanted to be like him. I must have been loco. Why, a man who cheats at cards, he's lower than a snake even.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Mr. Parker had a reason for what he did.
There couldn't be no reason. Not for something like that. I wish I'd never heard of him. And I don't think he was a friend of my Pa's either. I don't think he ever knew Pa at all. Pa wouldn't have had nothing to do with a skunk like him.
Oh, I don't know about that, Ted.
Well, I do.
Uh-huh. Look, maybe you ought to head for home. Your Aunt Amy would be worrying about you, don't you think?
Yeah, you bet. You know, Mr. Ponsett, I ain't ever gonna leave her.
Oh, someday you will. But not for a while yet. Not for a while yet, Ted. Well, it was plain as day that pulling a stunt like Gus did in that poker game, he was bound to be found out. Any card player would know that much, let alone a man who makes his living gambling. Of course, I told Amy what he'd done and why he'd done it. You know, he wanted to tear down that idol Ted had built up. And even feeling the way she did, well, she had to admit that maybe there was some good in him. She and Fred Baker, they're married now. So Ted's got a father to take him hunting and fishing. Everybody says Fred's as good to him as if Ted was his own son. I never have run into Gus Proctor again. But like he mentioned, we're both on the move most of the time, so it's more likely we'll bump into each other someday. Anyway, I kind of hope so.
The Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt and is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Shirley Mitchell, Dick Beals, Barney Phillips, and Robert Griffin. Special music for this program was by Basil Atlin, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. By the way, you'll be interested in knowing that The Six Shooter has been chosen for broadcast to our men overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Services. This is John Wall speaking. Listen to Jan Murray in Sunday at Home on the NBC Radio Network.